Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky.
We're going to be doing an off-season recap today.
So, Sky, what is your, like, number one story from the off-season?
I'm going to be talking about the Antonio Brown trade between Pittsburgh and Oakland, because apparently the millions of dollars he was making with the Steelers was not enough for him. But the Steelers will receive a third round and fifth round pick in the NFL 2019 draft in exchange for one of the defining receivers of his generation. Brown will also get a reworked contract with significant new money and brand new guarantees.
So that's pretty amazing. I think my thoughts of that on that are, like, one, he's been with the Steelers his whole career. They drafted him in the sixth round of the 2011 draft, and he's been with the Steelers. He's an all-pro receiver. He's amazing. But I don't agree with the fact that he's just like, nah, I'm done. Le'Veon decided to quit, so why should I not quit? And then it's also, they didn't give him a lot of trade value, a third and fifth round pick. I know it was like he was just going to not play the next year for the Steelers, so at least they got something. But at the same time, a third and fifth round pick, it's not a lot.
What are you saying, Matthew?
I'm saying that there was not enough value in the trade.
Oh, so basically you're saying the trade made him feel sad.
No, I'm saying the trade made the Steelers feel sad because
Also make Antonio Brown feel sad. Because think about it. If the Raiders didn't trade a lot to get him, then wouldn't that just make you feel sad?
Well, no, because at least he's in a new team and not with the dang Steelers again.
True.
For another year.
Yeah, I get it.
The first year that they don't make it to the playoffs, like, and completely annihilate everybody, even though it's not.
They made it to the playoffs.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. They lost the division to the Ravens, and the two wild card teams were the Indianapolis Colts and...
Oh, yeah, because then if the Colts and the Titans tied, then the Steelers would have made it to the playoffs.
So there was a lot of scenarios about if the Steelers were going to make the playoffs or not, and they didn't.
Yeah, that made me sad. Yeah. My friend's favorite team is the Steelers, and he was really bummed out about that.
Well, you know what? We're Bills fans, so.
It doesn't matter for us,
right? It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. But did you hear about Antonio Brown might have gone to the Bills?
Yeah.
And then he rejected them and said, you guys are garbage, so I'm going to go to the Oakland Raiders instead. Even though the Raiders are worse
literally,
than
like,
the Bills.
The NFL had like a whole... article, like, and everything about AB going to the Bills, and then he didn't.
Yeah.
And everybody, I didn't see it until afterwards, after he had gotten traded to the Raiders, and I was like, oh, he almost didn't go to the Bills.
Well, it made the Deflatriots happy.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I feel like there's gonna be, like, some Patriots fan listening, and they're gonna be like, what the heck? No! Tom Brady did not cheat.
Yes, he did.
See, okay.
Guys, he deflated the balls, okay? Didn't he do that against the Bills?
Not the Bills. The Steelers.
Oh, sorry, it was the Steelers. And I think he placed cameras in the Bills' locker room so he could look at on their practice. And then, before the Falcons Super Bowl, they flew a drone over the field to cheat and watch the Falcons practice. I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard it from multiple people.
I think you've been reading some Bleacher Report.
No, I've been listening to my friends. That's what I've been doing.
Nice. Okay, so next big thing, another trade. Jordan Howard went from the Bears. The Bears traded him to the Eagles for a 2020 sixth-round pick. And because they have Tariq Cohen, and then I think they drafted a rookie. So pretty much he is still on his rookie deal, and they traded him because I think the Tariq Cohen is better. Which he is, but the Eagles got a steal because, as you know, a lot of the running backs are injured and keep getting injured and keep getting injured. So, Sky, what are your thoughts on this trade?
I mean, I think he's feeling a little bit like AB. He didn't get traded for a lot. The Eagles need him. I mean, they also have some very good running backs, but as you said, they keep getting injured. And Jordan Howard, he is going to be a very valuable asset to the team.
I think so. I mean, their running back core is very weak, and last season, right before the trade deadline, they tried to trade for LeSean McCoy, which Eagles were where his career started. But the Bills really need LeSean McCoy. He's a very good part of the roster. At the same time, actually, we're getting a little off topic, but let's go into the Bills, yeah. The Bills' running back situation is a little bit iffy. It's a little iffy because they drafted a rookie running back. They signed Frank Gore. They still have LeSean McCoy. They have Marcus Murphy. They have Keith Ford, undrafted 2018 rookie free agent. And they have, I believe, the Jaguars running back.
T.J. Yeldon?
Yeah, T.J. Yeldon. Okay. We signed him, too.
Oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he is. So, I don't know. It'll be weird to see if the Bills cut any of them, because that's a lot of running backs.
What was that, six, seven? That you just hit six?
I think it was six running backs. Our mass is probably, like, way off. It's probably, like, two, but... So, yeah, it's not exactly, like, it's solid. There's not any, like, amazing players because Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy are past the peak of their career. Well, we'll see. LeSean McCoy, he didn't have a good year last year, but that could have just been, you know, new quarterback, new, you know, you got to learn how to work together and everything. We'll
Matthew,
see.
Matthew, quarterbacks.
But the quarterbacks and running backs, they have, like, a... You have to have a good connection between quarterback and running back.
Running back and O-line, that seems to be the more important connection.
Yeah, it was also a largely new O-line because Eric Wood and Richie Incognito both left.
Left, yes, yes. So, that kind of sucked for us.
Yeah. So, I think that the... Also, who needs a running back? Josh Allen, though. I remember
He is the running back.
He had more rushing yards than anybody else on the team. He had the most rushing yards.
I'm not surprised.
And one week, I think it was when they were playing the Dolphins in week 8, 9. I don't remember. They were playing the Dolphins. We lost because somebody dropped the ball in the end zone.
No, we beat the Dolphins.
No.
Oh, we're thinking of different games. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, he had more rushing yards than Todd Gurley that week.
For that
whole week, he had more rushing yards. He had over
200.
I think over 200.
Yeah, wow. For a quarterback, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and then Todd Gurley also didn't have a very good week, but still.
Even if Todd Gurley did have a good week,
yeah,
don't usually get 200 yards a game.
No, I mean unless they're extremely, you know, Pro Bowl, All Pro. Running backs, which actually... Yeah.
Unless you're Walter Payton or Barry Sanders, then you'll get 200 yards a game. But they're retired, so...
Yeah.
They don't really get 200 yards a game anymore.
So, another thing on the topic of Todd Gurley. Oh my gosh. You know what? This is good. We're getting a little off topic, but that's okay.
It's okay. It's supposed to be a half hour, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the idea of this podcast. So, on the topic of Todd Gurley, I realize that we've only gotten through, like, two topics that we were planning to. But that's good. Cares? That's okay. So, on the topic of Todd Gurley underperforming in the postseason.
Oh, in the postseason. Okay.
He had, like, less than, like, 400 yards throughout the postseason. And actually, in the NFC Championship game, he was on the NFC Championship game. And now, I don't know if they were, like, saving him if in case they made the Super Bowl or anything. He had about 5 to 10 touches in the NFC Championship game.
Wow, that's not a lot of touches, is it?
No,
that's not a lot. As many fingers as I have. Only 10 touches? Wow. Wow, I mean, you can count that on your fingers. That's pretty sad. But, yeah, I'm sure he was feeling pretty sad after that game.
Then they went to the Super Bowl.
I mean, with 10 touches, he probably can't get a lot of yards. But, yeah, he did go to the Super Bowl. It's probably the most boring Super Bowl anybody's ever seen.
I think it's going to be the most...
13-3.
Yeah.
Ew, Julian Edelman. I mean, actually, I like Julian Edelman.
I'm not going to lie, I like him. Even though he's on the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, I love his beard.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
It is.
We need to have, like...
It's gorgeous.
We need to have Josh in here for, like, a beard segment.
We do.
Anyways, so back to Todd Gurley and the Super Bowl. I think that is the most boring Super Bowl in our generation.
Hey, don't copy and me. In anybody's generation.
In our kids' generation.
The most boring Super Bowl in any Super Bowl of all time. That was legit the most boring Super Bowl. I mean, 13-3. It's supposed to be the two best teams in the NFL, and the score was below 15.
And I had it like
It was less than 20 points total. What kind of Super Bowl is that? Less than 20 points total. That's not even
a preseason game.
Not even a preseason game. That's worse than a preseason game.
Yeah.
That's like less than three touchdowns total. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns and two extra points.
It was. That 3 points would be a field goal.
No, really. That's why I said less than three touchdowns. Oh, yeah. The total score was less than three touchdowns.
It was like a two touchdowns and a one extra point and a two-point conversion.
No, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 15
total. A touchdown, an extra 15 point.
15 total points.
A touchdown, an extra point. No, it was 16 total points.
So
oh, my God.
It was okay. Extra
a touchdown, an extra conversion. Point, two field goals, and a field goal for the Rams. Yeah. That's not very good. But anyway.
No, I was just saying like what it could add up to. Which doesn't actually really make sense.
It doesn't make sense whatsoever. Anyway, what were the other topics we were going to cover?
Also, real quick on the topic of the Super Bowl. That was the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. I think if the Rams had won, their punter would have been MVP. He set the Super Bowl record for longest punt in a Super Bowl.
Congratulations, Johnny Hecker.
Yes, you were an amazing punter. You should have been MVP. Not just of the Super Bowl, but just like the whole NFL, because last year was kind of boring. Except for the Rams-Chiefs game, though.
Yeah, true. Was it like
that was 54-52 or something like that. No, 54-51.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm certain.
Okay.
Not really. But wow. I hope I'm right. Anyways, our next topic is the Patriots trading for Michael Bennett of the Eagles. Now, the reason, defensive end. Now, the reason they did this is because they had Trey Flowers on their team in 2018, but his contract expired. They didn't re-sign him because the Patriots don't do re-signing. Actually, speaking of that, I don't think you'll know this.
They re-signed Brady, so.
He's Brady. And it was, like, super cheap.
True.
No, during the offseason when all the teams were, like, AB and whatsoever and who's signing this in free agency, Bill Belichick was spotted on vacation in the Caribbean.
What, was he really?
Yeah, he was. It was.
How many autographs did he end up signing?
Like none. It was like a private island or something.
Then how did anybody see him?
Well, I don't know.
If it was a private island.
No, I don't know. I don't know how many autographs he signed. I don't know much about it. I just know that he was on vacation while everybody else was like, oh, get this player. He was on vacation, which I love because that's so Bill Belichick, even though I don't like Bill Belichick.
I mean, he's an amazing coach.
He is.
Even though he didn't re-sign Trey Flowers, which I think wasn't a very smart decision, because he's an amazing defensive lineman.
But they got Michael Bennett from the Eagles, and they're going to be sending a 2020 fifth-round pick to Philly for Bennett and a 2020 seventh-round selection, and he is signed through 2020. And he wanted a pay raise, so that's why he didn't force a trade like Antonio Brown, but the Eagles had a few years left on him. He was expensive. He wanted a pay raise. Nobody was happy. They sent him to the Patriots, and now the Patriots are again going to absolutely annihilate the AFC East. So, Sky, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, the Trey Flowers release, I don't think that was a very smart decision by Bill Belichick.
They did not re-sign Trey Flowers. But it was going to be really expensive. He ended up signing with the Lions for, I don't know how much money, but I'll check that in a minute.
Well, Michael Bennett, the Eagles got a couple steals, but I guess this is their karma. They end up trading a defensive end for a draft pick, even though he was really expensive. That's still going to hurt a little bit.
So, Trey Flowers, in the meantime, signs a $90 million 5-year deal with the Detroit Lions to make them maybe not suck on defense. And so it was expensive. They have he has $56 million guaranteed. Ladies and gentlemen, you could buy like
50 billion Ferraris with that kind of money.
I was going to do houses,
that's
but yeah.
That's beautiful.
So yeah, he's going to keep playing for a while now, and hopefully he'll be a good fit with the Lions, and maybe they'll actually start to win on defense because they had one of the worst defenses in the league last year. They do have some good players, but like Darius Slay, he's incredible.
Very good, very good. I'd say he's one of the only defensive corners in the league that are better than Tre'Davious White. And, I'm talking about Tre'Davious White because I love the Bills. And they had, what, the third best defense in the league?
And I think it was second. I'm not sure. They had, I think, the first best pass defense by, like, 15 yards per game, which is a lot.
That's insane. But, that's thanks to Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, and Michael Hauschka. No, it's not Michael, is it?
It's Micah Hyde.
I keep getting Hyde and Hauschka confused, and I don't know
Stephen
why.
Stephen Hauschka is the kicker.
I thought it was Stephen Hauschka. Okay, it's basically the same thing, you know? Sometimes Stephen is spelled with a PH instead of a V, so that's probably why I was confused. Well, yeah, I have no idea why I keep getting Micah Hyde and Stephen Hauschka
So can
confused.
I do the Nick Foles, or do you want to do that?
I already said I'm going to do it. Okay. Stop trying to bully me. But, yeah, the Jaguars are signing Nick Foles because, well,
they need
Blake
a quarterback
Bortles was
they
not.
They traded Blake Bortles.
They traded him to who?
Titans. Just as a backup, snap. Though. Just
well,
as
Marcus Mariota wasn't bad.
No,
why
no,
do they
he's still going to start. It's just Blake Bortles is just a backup.
Second string? All right. Yeah. Wait, but then who's going to be the Jaguars' second string? Probably, like, some trash guy?
Yeah, somebody that nobody actually knows the name of. And
that's because no one gives a crap about second strings. But anyways, Nick Foles goes to the Jaguars. How did they get him exactly? 4 years for $88 million to go to the Jaguars. Let's see if that is worth it for him. Just like Brown, you know, striking a huge deal with the Raiders, but he's not going to do as well as he did with the Steelers. I mean, Derek Carr, for one, is not as good of a quarterback as Big Ben. And, the Raiders just don't have as good of an offense as the Steelers in general.
Yes. Now, one thing is that actually he had actually not as good career passer rating is Blake Bortles. Nick Foles has a worse career passer rating than Blake Bortles.
Really?
Yes.
The second string Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
How?
He just got lucky for like five games. He started.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He started.
Carson Wentz for the Super Bowl. Or no,
no,
I think
Carson Wentz
got injured. Yeah, okay. I mean,
he was still injured from like way earlier.
Now the Eagles are probably happy he got injured. Not like not maliciously, but you know.
Yeah. but they'll have Carson Wentz now. What are your thoughts on actually the Eagles and Carson Wentz? Like, what do you think about that?
I think he's not playing as well as when they won the Super Bowl a few seasons ago, but he's still a decent quarterback.
Now, one thing you have to remember,
I think,
though,
he can still be the leader of their offense.
Now, one thing you have to remember, though, is actually the Eagles traded for DeSean Jackson from the Buccaneers this offseason.
DeSean Jackson.
He's super fast guy. The wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, but he's not as fast as Tyreek Hill. No one's as fast as Tyreek Hill.
Well, we'll see if Tyreek Hill's in the
25
NFL
miles
last,
an hour.
Yeah, he's probably faster than that. I don't know.
DeSean Jackson?
No, Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And, anyways, we'll see if Nick Foles works out for the Jaguars and if Carson Wentz works out for the Eagles, continues to. I'm not sure. I think that if the Eagles keep him healthy, then he will.
He will perform to par.
Yes. Your words went right into my mouth.
No, Matthew. Those were my words. You wish they were your words. But Carson Wentz, he's certainly got some weapons. Aguilar, Golden Tate III.
Golden Tate isn't on them anymore.
Yes,
he was a free agent. now. That's why they traded only like a third round pick for him from the Lions last year, and not that he signed with the Giants. But he's like their only good receiver because Sterling.
Oh Chandler's yeah, I injured. Forgot about that. Okay, yeah, I was playing Madden like the other day, and I noticed that Golden Tate was on the Giants. 20? Yeah, I did. I was talking about Madden Mobile, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't actually looked at the rosters of Madden 20. Oh, no, not yet. Right now, I'm just grinding on Ultimate Team.
Of course.
But, yeah, that's what I do at the beginning of Madden 20. Then towards the middle, I still grind Ultimate Team, but well, not really grind. I take turns with Ultimate Team and Franchise. And then towards the end, when I'm godly, at Ultimate Team, I start grinding Franchise.
So that's Madden 101 from Sky
right there. Oh, yeah. I've been playing for a while, you know.
You got your Xbox last year.
Well, yeah, no, because I got it 2 years ago because I played Madden 18, 19, actually, I got it in, like, July last year.
Yeah,
no, 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago, yes, because I had Madden 19 for Christmas, right? Wait. Oh, no, maybe you're right. Maybe it was last year. So, yeah, I had Madden 18 for about half a year, Madden 19 for about half a year, and now I got Madden 20, and I'm going to have it for, like, a whole year. The first EA game I have had for a whole entire year. Guys, I am so proud of myself, and I hope you're proud of me, too. But anyway,
I'm sorry, what are we talking about again?
Golden Tate. Yeah, Golden Tate on the Giants. I think they're hoping he's going to fill in for Beckham, but no, he's really not. Beckham's just like one of the best wide receivers
if
in the league.
If not the
and,
best.
No,
if
not the best. Not the best.
Who's the best?
Not the best, AB. Okay. I'm sorry, but
we were
it might be because
thing.
I like AB, but no, AB's still
gonna
the best
receiver. We were
going to
do another thing about that, like who the best receiver is in the NFL on another episode. Spoiler alert.
No, you're not supposed to spoil it. Now we have to cut that out, Matthew.
No, we don't.
We have to cut it out. Okay, fine. You know what? Whatever. I mean, I disagree with Madden 20. They rated Deshaun Hopkins. No, sorry. DeAndre Hopkins. Forgot his first name. The only 99 overall wide receiver in the league. And that makes me mad because Antonio Brown is better, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. DeAndre Hopkins would definitely be in my starting six on my fantasy team. But he's just not as good as Antonio
Brown,
you know what I mean?
Except you always draft, like, some really bad player before you get DeAndre Hopkins. You draft, like, Le'Veon Bell and then
Did you DeAndre say Le'Veon Hopkins. Bell's bad?
No.
I mean, yeah, his stats are
good. He didn't play last year.
I know that, Matthew.
I'm sorry if you came
stupid.
Here for sports news, by the way.
This is sports news.
It's supposed to be. You know, football news.
It still is.
Okay,
but yeah. Beckham going to the Browns, that's another topic we're going to cover. What did they trade for him exactly? Probably a buttload of money.
I was going to do another topic, but I guess we're doing this.
Odell Beckham goes to the Browns for 2019 first and third round picks along with this safety
Jabril Peppers.
Oh, okay, that's how you pronounce his first name. Yeah, Peppers. I thought it was Julius Peppers.
No, that's another dude. That's a defensive end who just retired from football from the Panthers this year, I think.
Okay, but yeah, anyway, the Giants certainly needed the safety Peppers because their defense is well, pretty garbage.
They do have
Landon Collins.
Another offseason topic. So, Landon Collins, they could have franchise tagged him because it was the last year of his contract, and they didn't. They had the money to do, they didn't. I was so shocked. I was, like, watching as the date, like, I was watching a clock as the time ran down, and the minute it struck, like, the time, whatever the deadline time was, I was like, what?
I mean, Jabril Peppers is a very good safety, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to be a long-term replacement for Landon Collins, just like Golden Tate's not going to be able to be a long-term replacement for Odell Beckham Jr.
I completely agree with you there, actually, for once.
For once? What about the Deflatriates?
I didn't agree with you there.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Anyways, the Giants dished away another player. They traded Olivier Vernon to the Cleveland Browns for guard Kevin Zeitler. I hope I pronounced his name right. And the Giants are also sending a fourth round pick, and the Browns are sending a fifth round pick. And may I note that Olivier Vernon is a better player than Kevin Zeitler? Now, the reason that they did this trade, though, is because Olivier Vernon's contract is huge and too big for the Giants because they have no money.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't they have more money than the Browns? Because the Browns are signing Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, true.
Olivier Vernon. But the Browns now, had, but
the Browns had a lot of money like beforehand.
Oh, true. That's probably they didn't why have because they didn't were have so a ton of trash the past.
No, and also seasons. A lot of their players are like rookies still. Nick Chubb, Baker Nick Mayfield. Nick Chubb
is a rookie.
He's still on his rookie deal. He's still on his rookie contract.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that makes those more are cheap sense. Contracts. I knew he was okay, yeah, but yeah, Baker Mayfield, he is a good quarterback. I think he's gonna make it big later in his career. Not as big as Pat Mahomes, obviously. Pat Mahomes is just the GOAT. And for those of you that do not know what GOAT stands for, it's not a farm animal, not a billy goat, not a mountain goat, the greatest of all time goat. But Brady, before Pat Mahomes, was the GOAT. He was actually ranked. He was actually ranked number one on the all-timer list. But I think Pat Mahomes may surpass him later in his career if we are all lucky. Because who doesn't love Pat Mahomes? You know, even the teams in the Chiefs division all love Pat Mahomes. He's just a lovable guy. You know,
he's just so good. I mean, you know, like you said, he's just a lovable dude. He's a good player as well.
With
his
on-the-run, sidearm passes, across-the-body, 50-yard throws.
No look.
Yeah, he still looks, Matthew.
No, so he has, like, throws. He completes it to, like, his receivers where he doesn't even look. He just goes, like, yeet.
Oh, you mean, like, snake eyes?
I don't know what that is.
Snake eyes is when you look at someone and then you throw it to somebody else.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's a football example.
Okay, I haven't heard it in football before.
Well, I mean, before, I've played, like, Foursquare at my old school, and Snake Eyes would be like, you look at somebody, and then you hit it into another person's square. I think everybody's played Foursquare before. It's a pretty simple game, unless you get caught up with people that don't play like you. There are always those haters out there. Like, they hate on the original rules, and they're like, no, we need to make our own rules, guys.
So
we're going to be like, you know, yeah, just, like, completely changing the rules of the game. It's so annoying.
So we're starting a Foursquare podcast.
Well, isn't it? Okay, yeah, well, okay. I guess it's supposed to be football, but, you know, it's still sport-related.
Yeah. So I think we're going to have one last storyline before we end it off. So the Raiders traded for Antonio Brown, got his contract.
You've said this at least 50 times.
Signed a bunch of people, just as like, so they have a lot of cap room that they've used, but they didn't actually run out of cap room. They couldn't sign any players because they ran out of cash.
Like, did their owner go broke or something?
No, they just didn't have any cash to do it, and their owner wasn't like just gonna be like, "Here, millions and millions of billions of dollars." They just they ran out of money. Like that.
That's kind of sad. Basically, the Raiders cannot rebuild their team after destroying it the last couple years. I mean, they traded away Khalil Mack, Michael Crabtree. What's his face? Amari Cooper, thank you.
I'm so smart.
I mean, they've traded away their like three best players over the course of not too many years. What,
you know,
3 years?
Raiders fans?
I think they're trading away one of their best players every year.
You know what, Raiders fans? It sucks to suck.
Wow. That's pretty rude and disrespectful. Matthew, they're gonna be laughing in our faces after they crush us with Antonio Brown.
Are the Bills playing the Raiders this year?
Well, maybe not. I haven't looked at the schedule. But if they are playing the Raiders fans are going to be laughing in our faces, and they're going to give us a lot of negative reviews. It's probably going to bring our stars down.
Yeah, our stars. Yay. I think this is a great way to end it.
About how our stars are going to go down in the future. Thanks a lot, Raiders fans. You guys really suck. So, please don't bring our stars down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so if you enjoy this podcast, go to iTunes, leave us a five, or whatever you're listening on, leave us a five-star rating, and review the podcast.
Please.
We hope you've enjoyed this. This is Tween Stock Touchdowns. I'm Matthew.
And this is Sky.
And we're signing off. We'll see you later.